Well, thank you, Brother Edward. It certainly is a privilege to be here tonight. And I'll be looking at several different passages. So if you have your Bible and want to follow along, I'll give you the references. But I'm going to be looking at the subject of sacrificial love. And I'm sure 10 years from now, I'll probably be able to preach an hour on this topic. But for tonight, I'll keep it short and sweet. My question for you tonight is, how much are we willing to sacrifice for Christ? I know a lot of us, at least for me, when I hear the word sacrifice, it means I have to give something up. Maybe it's Friday night softball, or a vacation we've been looking forward to, or maybe it's going to a friend's house. But tonight, I'm going to look at three things that sacrificial love involves: commitment, willingness, and sacrifice. My first point is sacrificial love involves commitment. I would like to look at the story of Jacob and Rachel for a few minutes. I think most of us are pretty familiar with the passage, so I will only be looking at a few verses, but it is found in Genesis chapter 29. We find in the previous chapters that Jacob has been fleeing from his homeland to get away from Esau, and he has made his way to the land of Haran, where his uncle Laban lives. He meets Rachel there. She is bringing her father's sheep up to be watered. And in verse 11, it says, "Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept." I'm assuming it's probably customary in their day to greet with a kiss, but it's probably not the best idea in our day to greet someone the first time you meet them with a kiss. But so after Jacob introduces himself, she goes and tells Laban, and he comes and greets them and takes them back to his place. And after he's only been there a month, he works out a deal with Laban to have Rachel's hand in marriage. He then commits 7 years of his life so he can marry a girl he just met. But he couldn't have known too much about her other than she was beautiful and well-favored, according to verse 17. How many of us would be willing to commit 7 years of our life to date a girl or a guy that we just met? I know I sure wouldn't. However, in verse 20 it says, "And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her." Now when I was younger, 7 years seemed like forever, especially waiting to get my driver's license. But now, looking back, I realize that the 7 years have flown by, and I'm basically almost out of college. And so if we put ourselves in Jacob's shoes for a few moments, let's say we go on a date for a couple of hours, and we go to the mall, we walk around, and we get some ice cream, and before we know it, we find ourselves back at home, really, and we can't believe how fast the time went. Well, in verse 20, it says that Jacob served for 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days. And so it's amazing what love can do for someone. Anyways, at the end of 7 years, Laban tricks Jacob and gives him Leah to be his wife. Jacob doesn't find out until the next morning. What a surprise that would be. But when he realized what had happened, he goes straight to Laban. Now, that's not likely to happen in our day, but what would happen if you gave someone $1,000 and the next morning you woke up and realized that you'd given them $10,000 instead of just $1,000? Now, I'm pretty sure most of us would probably get out of bed real early and try figuring out how we can get our money back. So that's kind of how Jacob felt when he got up, only it was probably a lot worse. And I'm pretty sure he probably wasn't in the best mood, but when he comes up to Laban, I could imagine Laban saying something like, "Well, it isn't really customary for in our country to let the younger to be given in marriage before the firstborn." So he told him that, "You know, if you work for me another 7 years, I'll give you Rachel too." So what else could Jacob do? So a week later he marries Rachel, but he has to work another 7 years for Laban. Now if we think about this for a minute, what does it mean to us? Well, Jacob ended up sacrificing 14 years of his life for the woman he loved. That's a pretty big commitment, especially when you look at how he made the commitment after only knowing her for a month. How long have we known Christ as our Savior? Are we fully committed to serving Him? Jacob's committed 7 years of his life after knowing Rachel for only a month. And I'm sure most of us have known Christ for a lot longer than a month. But have we fully committed ourselves to do his work? If he calls you to be a missionary, are you willing to step out into the unknown and answer his call? So I ask again, how much are we willing to sacrifice for Christ? Which brings me to my second point. Sacrificial love involves being willing. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, we find that David and Jonathan were closer than brothers. And in verse 1 it says, "And it came to pass, when he, David, had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." And as we look at verse 3 and 4, it says, "Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him, and gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword, and to his bow, and to his girdle." Now these verses show that Jonathan was more than willing to give up his place as heir to the throne, and handed it over to David. He was willing to give his life for David. Jonathan may have known that David would sit on the throne someday, but instead of waiting to find out what would happen, or if it would be taken away from him, he was willing to give it up. And they continued to remain best friends throughout the rest of their lives. Now imagine this. Your best friend just bought a Corvette, and you have wanted one for several years. However, he finds out soon after he buys it that he can't keep it for much longer because he's going to die from cancer. So he takes you on a spin one day, and as you're driving along, he's like, "Hey, how would you like to have my car?" And our response is probably going to be something like, "No way, you're kidding, right?" And so after he explains, we obviously accept. And however, what would have happened if we became bitter or jealous because he had bought one, so we stopped hanging out? Would we still have been willing to give us a car, or would we have missed out on it? Are we willing to commit everything to Christ, or are we going to miss out on heaven? Jonathan could have been a king, but instead of power, wealth, fame, and everything else imaginable, he willingly gave it to David because he loved him as himself. As we follow Christ, are we willing to completely sacrifice ourselves to him? Which brings me to my third and final point. Sacrificial love involves sacrificing our lives. The greatest example of someone sacrificing their life is found in John 3:16. I'm sure all of us can quote it from memory, but it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I have no idea what it would be like to give up a son, but I couldn't imagine giving up my brothers or my sister. But when Jesus came, he knew what he was here for, to sacrifice his life to bring salvation to a lost world. He didn't focus on himself, but on those around him. He willingly gave his life for us. We find many examples of how the crowds would follow him, and even though he wanted to be alone or he needed rest, he would still make time for them. We find in Matthew 14, after the death of John the Baptist, that all Jesus wanted to do was go out into the desert to be away from everybody. But as he was going his way, the multitude followed him, and when Jesus saw them, he had compassion on them, so he put his own needs on hold and took time for the crowd. Later that evening, the disciples wanted to send all the people home because none of them had brought food with them, so they didn't know how they'd feed them. But Jesus asked for the food they did have, and they came up with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And so Jesus just calmly bowed his head and prayed, and then he began breaking the bread. And there was enough food, even leftovers, for all the people that were there. Jesus could have gone on and ignored these people, yet he knew what his mission was, to win souls. I know from personal experience that it's hard to sacrifice time to help someone when you don't feel like it or you're worn out and just want to relax. Maybe it's the gardening mode, or the garden needs weeded, or some groceries are needed. Or how about when you get a call or text and it's like, "Hey, can you come and help me with a project?" How do you respond? We can also sacrifice our wealth. Take the rich young ruler in Mark 10, for example. He was a wealthy man, and when he came to Jesus, he wanted to know how he could have eternal life. So Jesus told him he lacked one thing, to go and sell all that he had and give it to the poor and follow him. Will we be like the rich young ruler and walk away with our head bowed? Or will we give to the poor? It doesn't mean that we literally have to give everything, although some of us may have to, but rather, are we willing to give up what we do have for God's kingdom to go forward? Jesus gave his life for us, and in Romans 12:1, Paul tells us that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. In this context, sacrifice means anything consecrated and offered to God. Therefore, it's not that we have to physically die, although some of us may have to give our lives for Christ, but what Paul is saying is that we need to consecrate or dedicate ourselves to him. Compared to Christ giving our lives for us, we should be willing to give our lives back to him. And in John 15:13, Jesus tells us that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And according to Clark's commentary, no one can give more than his life for a friend, because when he gives up his life, that is everything he has. We should be willing to sacrifice our lives for Christ without thought of what we would leave behind here on earth. Now, in conclusion, we have looked at three different things that sacrificial love involves: commitment, willingness, and sacrificing our lives, which includes our time and money. Now, there is no greater joy than being completely surrendered and used by God. And so, I'll close with the question I started with. How much are we willing to sacrifice for Christ? Well, let's stand. Troy, will you dismiss the prayer?